Hey everyone, Dr. Clark, this is The Place for Answers. I want to share with you something I just found out. The FDA has found that several arthritis drugs that are used to treat inflammation increases the risk of cancer in adolescents if they're used for more than, I think, about two and a half years was the date. What medications are we talking about? We're talking about Enbrel, Humira, Remicade. What do these things do? They manipulate your immune system, but they do it in a way that's very ham-fisted. It's like a bull in a china closet. And this is one of my big beefs with treating people that have arthritic conditions or inflammatory conditions with these type of medications. It can give you cancer, if that's not reason enough. Because what they're trying to do, what most of these medications do, is suppress your immune system. Because inflammation is your immune system. You don't have inflammation without your immune system. So I just wanted to connect those dots for you. When I'm dealing with kids and people that have inflammatory problems, be it irritable bowel syndrome or ulcerative colitis or rheumatoid arthritis, the immune system has to be our focus. And we have to find out first if they're autoimmune. Now, autoimmune means your immune system is attacking you mistakenly. And I got to tell you something that you need to know. If your immune system is already attacking one tissue, like your cartilage, in the case of rheumatoid arthritis, or you know your intestinal lining in the case of ulcerative colitis or irritable bowel, if it's already attacking one tissue, it's already actively looking for another tissue to attack. That's how these things work. It never just stops with one tissue. So what I like to do when we see people that have these sorts of issues is find out and dissect what's going on with your immune system, because you can do that. You can actually look and find out which way their immune system is skewed and find out why. Now, I call that looking for a TH1 or a TH2 shift, because basically your immune system has got two divisions, kind of like a baseball team or baseball league. You've got a TH1 and a TH2, or kind of like the American League and National League. And you need both of those to have a league, right? Well, you've got TH1 and TH2. TH1 are like your T cells, and there's a lot of different kinds. There's regulatory T cells, helper T cells, natural killer cells, macrophages, and they're kind of like the SWAT team. They're the one things that go in and do the killing. Now over here you have TH2. The TH2 are your B cells, and they don't do any killing. They make antibodies. They're like antibodies are like post-it notes that are sent out with little suspect descriptions so that your immune system, your TH1, part of your immune system, can do a better job of finding and killing whatever the invader is. So you got to have both sides to have an accurate response. So let's say that you know you get invaded by a virus or something. Well, to have an accurate response, you really need, or an efficient response, you got to have both sides. In an autoimmune condition, this is what's happened. One side is skewed versus the other, and all heck is broken loose. Now, what you want to do if that happens, well, first of all, you need to find out if it's happened, because I have to tell you, no one's testing for these things. These are not weird, exotic tests. You can get these from LabCorp. The problem is no doctors are testing for it. Why? Because there are no medications for it. And it's not going to change how they would treat you. If they find out you have a TH2 shift, big deal, you're still getting Remicade. TH1 shift, big deal, you're still getting interferon. But this new thing that's just been published, this new black box warning from the FDA, says you might want to be careful about that, especially in kids, because the last thing you want to do is give a kid who's got juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, give him cancer from your treatment. Over the last couple of months, I was working with a family with a little girl diagnosed with juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, and we were trying to get some tests done, and they wanted to have their insurance pay for it. They wanted to have the rheumatologist order it, and I said, hey, you can do that, but here's what's going to happen. You're going to go tell this person that you want to get these tests done, and he's going to say, you don't need to have those done. And that is exactly what happened. But when we finally did get them done, guess what we found out? She had a shift, she had a horrible gluten sensitivity, and she's doing a lot better. And she's not going to have to go on these types of medications. And the whole reason I'm bringing this up is no doctors that you know, that you've seen for your problem, have done this. I'll give you $100. I really will. I'll give you $100 if they have any idea what I'm talking about. Then they may say, oh, we already knew that. That doesn't mean anything. That's because they don't have a way to help you. Their only thing they have is medication. And that's great. That is a last resort option. But I even had people... rheumatologists tell my patients, what you eat makes no difference. Eat whatever you want, just take this medication. Meanwhile, you know, you're passing blood in your stool. That is not good enough. I mean, I hope you pick that up. I don't think that's that's not healthcare, okay? Because I got news for you. If you're autoimmune, what you're eating has a profound impact on your condition and whether it's going to get better or not. So if you want to get more information about, you know, all these things I'm talking about, email me or just hang around with and subscribe to the podcast, because I'm going to be giving more of this stuff out, because I'm telling you something. There is a huge need for this, because autoimmune conditions are epidemic. There are people, I will bet you right now, you know at least two people that are diagnosed with an autoimmune condition, and three other people that have one and don't even know it. This is the place for answers, Dr. David Clark. I'll be talking to you soon.